Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when I have a new column that I spent a great deal of time researching, actually. And it's a column about the most decisive group in this upcoming election, and in fact, in every recent American election. There is one group of voters. It represents about 25% to 30% of the electorate that decides what has happened in all of the last six presidential or national elections that we've had. What is that group? It is also a group, and this is something that I found when after finishing this column about the decisive influence of one group of the electorate. They did a survey for The Economist and YouGov of how much attention have you been paying to the 2024 election. And the highest level of attention being paid to the election is people who are earning $100,000 a year or more. 56% of people earning $100,000 a year or more are paying a lot of attention to the election. Also conservatives. 49% of conservatives pay a great deal of attention to the election. So who is the group on the bottom? Well, the group right next to the bottom is people age 18 to 29. They don't care. Only 25% of them are paying a great deal of attention to the election. And then at the very bottom, the lowest group, which is the most decisive group that we have in every election, that group is independent voters. Only 17% are paying attention, which is quite scary when you think that if this election follows the pattern of all the other recent elections, then it is those independent voters who will make the difference. Column that we just finished on this issue, by the way, is up at Substack, our michaelmedved.substack.com. Meanwhile, there is a great deal of breaking news concerning the Alabama legislature. We were just talking a moment ago about polling concerning in vitro fertilization, and the ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court that frozen embryos are children. And the Alabama legislature today passed legislation to protect patients and doctors involved with in vitro fertilization in the event that the embryos are damaged or destroyed. Nearly all IVF treatments in Alabama have been halted out of caution after the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are children. The decision left Republicans facing huge blowback, with former President Trump even calling on Alabama lawmakers to act. Well, when President Trump calls on Republicans to do something, the Republicans who dominate the Alabama legislature followed what President Trump wanted. The legislation provides civil and criminal immunity for death or damage to an embryo to any individual or entity when providing or receiving goods or services related to in vitro fertilization. The bill also provides retroactive protection. What's next? The bill will go to the governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, Republican, to be signed into law. Trump said today that President Biden has the blood of countless innocent victims on his hands. This was a bleak address as both 2024 frontrunners visited different border towns in Texas. A poll suggests that immigration is a major political vulnerability for Biden, and Trump is once again making his hardline approach a key tenet of his presidential bid, so writes Axios. In a theme to which he will likely return, and it's not likely, he's certain to return to it, it's his major theme. This is part of what President Trump had to say when he was speaking from the border just minutes ago. Listen.
People from places unknown, from countries unknown, who don't speak languages. We have languages coming into our country. We have nobody that even speaks those languages. They're truly foreign languages. Nobody speaks them. And they're people.
Excuse me?
This was part of what President Trump spoke about. The United States, he says, is being overrun by the Biden migrant crime. It's a new form of vicious violation to our country, Trump said, claiming Biden is destroying our country. Reality check, says Axios. Trump's claims of a migrant crime wave are unsubstantiated. While Trump highlighted the cases of several individuals who have been allegedly attacked by undocumented immigrants, multiple studies, and all the available data, by the way, have found that immigrants are actually less likely to commit crimes than other U.S. residents. You know what's surprising about that? Is that of course it's true that people who come to the United States legally and follow the right procedures and have work permits and green cards, immigrants in that sense are less likely to commit crime than native-born. And it turns out that when you look at people who are here without authorization, they are also less likely than the native-born to commit crimes. Why? Because if they get apprehended, the consequences of committing even minor crimes can be devastating if you're somebody who is undocumented. And what President Trump spoke about, of course, and he has done this with what he calls the angel moms. He appeared with them many times during the presidential campaign, the last campaign in 2020. They are the mothers of people who have been allegedly, according to the Trump campaign, people who have been killed by illegal immigrants. And his clip from today, he spoke about Blacken Riley, who was a young woman in Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, who was killed last week by one migrant who had crossed over illegally. Here's President Trump.
Just 1 week ago, a beautiful 22-year-old nursing student from Georgia was barbarically attacked, almost unrecognizable. While she was out on her morning run, she was doing a keep herself in shape. She was a beautiful young woman. She was a great person, best nursing student there was. I spoke to her parents yesterday. They're incredible people. They're devastated beyond belief. But she was beautiful, just so beautiful in so many ways, and brutally assaulted, horrifically beaten, kidnapped, and savagely murdered. The monster that charged in the death is an illegal alien migrant who was led into our country and released into our communities by crooked Joe Biden. He's crooked. I took the name away from Hillary.
Okay, the idea that President Biden is responsible for murder in this case, it seems to suggest, would President Trump be responsible for any murders that occurred from illegal immigrants during his term? Because there were some. Extraordinary. We will be right back on the Medved Show with the latest on the trials of Trump and where he appears to be winning. coming up on the MedVed Show.
50% off by becoming an annual MedVed member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, on that issue brought to light by the Seattle Times, that Seattle is the least religious large metro area in the U.S., some more background on why that might be, which is, I think, quite revealing, not just about the Seattle metropolitan area, but about The differences that divide Americans, particularly in terms of attitudes toward religion. It turns out that in Seattle, which is the least religious city in the country, that 64% of the Seattleites, 63.8%, say they never attend religious services or attend no more than once per year. So in other words, you could still qualify as being unreligious even if you go to midnight mass on Christmas Eve, something like that. You go once a year, you go one day a year for Yom Kippur, but you never go again. I'm proud of the fact that I make it a big point to go to services every week, and even when it's raining and miserable and your feet get wet. But Washington, D.C. is right up there. That's number four in terms of least religious cities. But here's part of what they point out in this analysis, which I think is, again, it's very revealing and it's important, is there are geographical factors here. For nationally, half of adults say they never go to religious services or go less than once a year. But in more liberal places like Seattle, they tend to be less religious than conservative places. A Pew Research Center study found nationwide just 29% of Democrats attended religious services weekly, compared with 44% of Republicans. By the way, that still indicates that there are more than half of Republicans who do not go every week, but the fact is that you have 44% who do is an indication that a place like Seattle, that is predominantly liberal, is very likely to have less religious participation. Beyond geographic location, writes Gene Balk, and political affiliation, there are a number of demographic factors that correlate with religiosity. Age is the most notable of these, with the youngest cohort being the least religious and the oldest being the most religious. Now, why would older people be more religious? Well, kind of, you get more aware of your mortality. And you are surrounded, when you're an older person, by other people who have passed on. And obviously thinking of life and death is one of the things that makes people more religiously minded. Nationally, 59% of adults under 30 never or almost never attend services, compared with just 37% of those 80 and older. The Seattle area has a high concentration of younger adults, which could partly explain our low level of religious service attendance. Census data shows in the Seattle area more than 42% of the adult population was between the ages of 18 and 39 in 2022. And then finally, there's this, which is fascinating and important. Race and ethnicity are another factor that could partly explain the low level of religious service attendance in the Seattle area. Survey data show only 35% of black people nationally say that they never or almost never attend religious services. That's the lowest of any racial or ethnic group. Black people are disproportionately churchgoers. White people, on the other hand, had the highest percentage of people who stay away from churches. And white people, 54%. Census data show in the Seattle area, black people made up just 6% of the total population in the Seattle metro area. It's second lowest among the 15 metro areas. White people were 57% of the total population in Seattle, fourth highest among the metros, which would also help to explain why there is such low religious participation. One thing that I don't know if Seattle is going to make up for participation in something else that I mentioned before because it seems so bizarre, and now I have a little bit more information about it. Ice football, according to several articles, could be America's next big sport. Okay, so what is ice football? And what I was thinking of is something that combines football and hockey. And that's partially correct, but it's worse than that. Ice football combines some of our favorite sports, football and hockey. It's just like normal football, only it's played in a hockey rink on actual ice. But there are no skates. The athletes wear normal shoes. Now, obviously, that's where most of the entertainment comes from. It's hilarious to watch people try to run and stay on their feet. Remember, they're not wearing skates. They're just running on an ice rink. You've got people chasing you, so you have to move fast. However, not too fast, or else you fall on the ice. Seriously, this is a blast. If extreme basketball is a thing, the XFL and more, why not give ice football a shot? It's probably pretty safe, says the commentary. The players are in full pads, including helmets, so even if they fall again and again, they're going to be okay. Are you so sure? Falling on ice? Additionally, they aren't in skates, so there's no major risk of getting a severe cut or having a wound that is gushing blood or anything like that. This should be the next big sport in America high schools, and the high schools can create teams. So you would have teams for the ice football called, what, the Snowmen? As there can be club teams and more. The possibilities are endless, plus the stadiums are already there. This seems like a no-brainer to me. Just can't wait for the ice football and the Winter Olympics, really. We will be right back on the Medved Show with the latest on the great sport of Trump versus the judicial system. That coming up on the Medved Show.
Day of my life, right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
USA News Update. Former President Trump held a rally in Texas Thursday. He briefly addressed reporters at an airfield close to the town of Eagle Pass.
Very dangerous border. We're going to take care of it. Thank you.
The rally at a riverfront park, which has become the focal point of Texas's struggle against illegal immigration. A Gaza Health Ministry spokesperson said the death toll from an Israeli assault on a gathering of Palestinians looking for aid in Gaza City has risen to at least 100. The Israeli military said it's investigating the incident. An Israeli official said IDF troops resorted to live ammunition in response to people surrounding trucks transporting humanitarian aid. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association suggests that frequent marijuana use may heighten the risk of heart attack and stroke. Those who smoke cannabis daily could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show, one of the questions for the country really is what's going to happen with the Republicans in the U.S. Senate? And it's a big question because the chances are because of Joe Manchin retiring from the Senate in West Virginia, because of the Republicans having a very good chance to pick up Senate seats in contests in Maryland, where Larry Hogan could be the new senator from Maryland, replacing Ben Cardin, a Democrat. They have a chance to win a big chance in Nevada, even in Ohio, where J.D. Vance just got elected to the Senate. Sherrod Brown has a difficult time. He's a Democrat in a Republican state. Republicans are probably going to win control of the Senate. And even if President Trump fails in his desire to win the presidency, Republican Senate is very important. And so who's going to be the new Senate majority leader? Mitch McConnell is going to continue in the Senate for another almost 3 years. But who's going to be the leader? And National Journal says McConnell did not endorse a successor, but the three Johns vault to the front of the conversation to assume the mantle. And they are the minority whip, the second ranking member of the Senate, John Thune of South Dakota, the conference chair, third ranking, John Barrasso, get it, it's John Thune, John Barrasso, and Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas. The National Journal believes it will be one of the three Johns, all of whom are outstanding. And frankly, John Thune, who I know a little bit, and I'm proud he has been on our show before, but John Thune is a towering figure. He's 6'4". And he's one of those people. He's 63 years old. So he would be 67, a young man by the standards of Trump and Biden, next time. And as Senate Majority Leader, he is a natural candidate for president because he's a very effective campaigner and a very impressive guy. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court decided yesterday that it would take up Trump's immunity appeal in his election subversion case. And it'd take up that appeal on April 22nd, further delaying the criminal trial as it considers the matter of Trump's attempt to subvert the election results. A U.S. district court had ruled unanimously early this month that he was not immune. The justices said proceedings in the trial court would remain frozen, handing at least an interim victory to Trump. His litigation strategy, writes the New York Times, in all of the criminal prosecutions against him has consisted in large part of trying to slow things down. Even if the Supreme Court affirms that Trump is not immune, he may not face trial in the immunity in the subversion case, the case of the election interference. He may not face trial on that case until late September or October. In other words, the trial would be right in the middle, the heat of the presidential campaign. This is a problematic matter. And you can listen to the reaction by Chris Hayes of MSNBC when he was reacting to the Supreme Court's decision, which very much appeared to be in Trump's favor. This is clip 7.
The point was to make a time-consuming Hail Mary pass to attempt to escape accountability. Trump's bet was that the 6-3 MAGA majority he himself created on that court would bail him out, that they would rob the People's Department of Justice the opportunity to present all the evidence of his guilt, that the voters of this country, you and I, the hundreds of millions of us, might be robbed of the information we need to determine whether the man is guilty of the gravest crime any politician has been accused of since the Civil War. Today, the court signaled they are in cahoots, that the plot is on, it's a go. Yes, they will take up the case when they get to it. They have scheduled it 7 weeks.
Okay, this delay, it does seem problematic. And we don't know how people voted on the Supreme Court, or whether it was all of the 6 Republican appointees, President Trump's 3 justices, and then the justices that were appointed by President Bush. We don't know how they voted or how this decision was made. But that doesn't stop Whoopi Goldberg. She was on The View talking about a nightmare scenario. Listen, clip 5.
Well, the Supreme Court won't hear oral arguments until the end of April. Now, I just, you know, let's look at a scenario where the Supreme Court says, yes, he has that. He has all those rights. He is immune from everything.
Yeah.
You know what Joe Biden could do since he is presently president?
What?
Whoa. He could throw every Republican in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. I mean, no. This is not a good thing. What this means is that he could do anything.
Yeah.
He could dismiss everybody's debt.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole bunch of great stuff that could happen, but let's really look at what this means.
Yeah.
Okay, it's ridiculous, of course. This does not make anything that the president does legal, it can still be overturned by courts and by the justice system. What it does do is it means you can't be prosecuted personally for violating the law while you are president of the United States, or even afterward. That's the difficult point about this issue. It's one of those things where a lot of people, most legal observers, had looked at the unanimous decision by the appellate court in Washington, D.C., and the decision was so well written and so persuasive and so clearly overwhelming that it seemed unlikely that the Supreme Court would review it. And the fact that they are reviewing it and then taking their time about it has been striking and surprising. There is an AP survey a result we'll talk about yesterday of something that has become a partisan issue and shouldn't be. And then what about President Biden's physical exam? He has a report from his doctor. The report is good. He has talked about being a healthy, vigorous 81-year-old man. But did he take a cognitive test as part of it, the kind of cognitive test that President Trump tells us again and again and again he aced? He didn't. But how does Karine Jean-Pierre explain what Biden has as opposed to the kind of cognitive test that Trump particularly likes? It's, by the way, Nikki Haley has also been very big on office holders over the age of 75 taking that kind of cognitive test. So we'll get back to what Karine Jean-Pierre says about Biden and cognitive tests coming up on the MedVet Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedHead member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, okay, as to the president's medical checkup, everything seems to be in order, and no comments from the doctors about stumbles or verbal stumbles. The verbal stumbles have been a factor for Joe Biden since he was a teenager. He had speech impediments and challenges, okay, that was not reported on. And Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokesman, who has stumbles of her own from time to time, was asked about whether President Biden had anything to reveal about a cognitive test. Listen, this is clip 11.
The president doesn't need a cognitive test. That is not my assessment. That is not my assessment. That is the assessment of the president's doctor. He passes a cognitive test every day.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. And that's a way to put that issue aside. Meanwhile, President Trump released a video, and he said that the questions that have been raised about his own flubs and misstatements and mistakes, that actually these were intentional and they were jokes. Here is what President Trump had to say. Listen, clip 12.
Radical left Democrats are at it again. They're constantly making up stories about me because their candidate is a mental and physical basket case. There's never been anything like it. He's also the worst president in the history of our country. He went on a very poorly rated show last night, and he talked about Donald Trump and his wife. I don't know the name of my wife. He was referring to the fact that at CPAC, where I had a sold-out speech, the biggest audience they've had in years, I think maybe ever, I made the statement that Melania was very popular because when I mentioned her name, the audience went wild. I then looked at the two people, man and wife, Matt and Mercedes Schlapp, and I said, wow, they really like the first lady. So this got taken as the fact that I thought Mercedes was the first lady. It has nothing to do with that. These people are really dishonest. They are absolutely something. They have a horrible candidate who's a horrible president. They make up things constantly. You take a look at when I use Barack Hussein Obama and I interject him into where it's supposed to be Biden, and I do it purposely for comedic reasons and for sarcasm, because a lot of people say that Obama's running the country, not Biden, because he's sleeping all the time.
Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Okay, so now you can laugh even more heartily when President Trump refers to our current president as Barack Hussein Obama. The whole insistence on using Obama's middle name, well, that's another story. There's actually a very different story, and it's a story about a classy reaction from somebody who I had dismissed, along with a lot of conservatives. I had dismissed John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania. But he has largely recovered, and I think spectacularly well recovered, from some of the problems he had surrounding a stroke that he incurred during his campaign. He went on and he won his campaign, and he won, became a Democratic senator from Pennsylvania. But he was responding to news everywhere about Tyler Boebert, who is the 18-year-old son of Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. He was arrested Tuesday on a series of really disgusting crimes. He was alleged to have participated in property thefts and vehicle trespasses. The vehicle trespasses, he would steal driver's licenses or credit cards out of cars together with other teenage criminals, and then use that at nearby McDonald's or other fast food places, and do this together with his friends. In any event, he has been arrested, and there has been a certain amount of snickering because Lauren Boebert is one of the most outspoken conservatives in the House of Representatives. So John Fetterman, on the other side politically, on the Democratic side, had this to say in a tweet that he put up. I guess you call it an X now. He said, "This is a family in crisis. And the recreational cruelty I see on social media needs to be out of bounds. I know the impact this has on children. I'm calling for restraint because cruelty has substantial collateral damage. We can't ever forget that they didn't sign up for this." Meaning sign up for being the children of a celebrity, and particularly a political celebrity. And good for Senator Fetterman, which is something. And talking about mistakes by President Biden, he had been on Seth Meyers. He went downstairs with Seth Meyers. He was eating an ice cream cone, and he made a comment about a Gaza ceasefire timeline. And now he has said, well, he's kind of walked it back. He said this, clip two.
"Hope springs eternal. I was on the telephone with the people in the region. I'm still, probably not by Monday, but I'm hopeful."
He's talking about a new agreement on a ceasefire and release of hostages in Gaza. Meanwhile, if you are looking for a release, a diversion, maybe even an inspiration, there is a new movie that I actually heartily recommend. And it's a film that deserves more attention than it's received. It is called Ordinary Angels and stars double Oscar winner Hilary Swank. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Double Oscar winner Hilary Swank is outstanding once again as a Louisville hairdresser battling alcoholism, but deeply determined to save the life of a 5-year-old girl stricken with serious disease. In the expertly crafted melodrama, Ordinary Angels,
You're asking us to reduce the family's medical bills due to hardship.
No, I'm asking you to erase them. All of them.
We are going to save this girl, you hear me?
Alan Richson of Reacher is also impressive as the widower dad in this remarkable true story from the 1990s about an against-the-odds effort to secure a life-saving liver transplant. The producers have created other successful faith-based films, including Jesus Revolution, but the warm characterizations here emphasize everyday kindness and connection that turns real characters into ordinary angels. It's rated PG, 3.5 stars for ordinary angels, where there's nothing ordinary about this ambitious project. And this is the first movie I've seen so far this year that I think is going to be a legitimate contender for Best of the Year. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about a very different kind of movie that is now widely available for screening and enjoyment that way. And it's about a young woman who, starting at the age of 14, began a relationship with one of the world's most spectacular celebrities. That celebrity was Elvis Presley. The movie is about Priscilla Presley, who was his teenage bride at the height of Elvis's fame. The film, fascinating movie and very ambitious in terms of telling this slice of history. We'll also be talking about a new AP survey that says that funding of aid for the Ukraine is now officially a partisan issue. What exactly does that mean? And what does that mean for the future? We'll also talk about the dueling border visits. Neither one of the visits by President Trump or by President Biden seems to have been some kind of outstanding event or dramatic success. So what do they mean? We'll be speaking about that with Ruben Navarrete, who has spent a lifetime studying the border and immigration issues. All coming up during the first day of March, can you believe it? In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.